And now we have Dr. Minoru Satoo. Thank you. From medicine.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Minoru Satoo from Department of Medicine. I have been working on research in immunology of human, mouse, and fish. And I have some grant for fish and mouse, but I don't have any grant for human. But still, I'm doing human research. And as you can imagine, I have difficulty to pay publication fee. But this year, I received the support for my three open access publications from this fund, and I really appreciate it. And I thought I should share my experience and my suggestion with you. So this is a summary of my publication and open access publication record since I moved to University of Florida. And I realized I have started to publish in open access journal in 2006. And 2006, I have some money, so I paid $1,500 from my grant. But after that, I didn't have enough money to pay. So although I had some co-author paper, and also I have one paper each in open access journal in 2009 and 2010, I had to ask my collaborator to pay, although I was a corresponding author. It's a shame. But thanks to this fund, I was able to publish in four open access journals this year, and three were supported by this fund. So I think this really helped me to publish my research in good journal. So this is a summary of a general rheumatology journal ranked based on impact factor. We usually start from the second one, arthritis and rheumatism. This is the official journal of American College of Rheumatology. So we usually start from there. And when we get rejection, of course, they accept only 20%. So most getting rejection is normal. So when I get rejection, like people want to publish in better journal. But in the past, I had to skip next one, arthritis and research and therapy, because I didn't have money. So I have to go to rheumatology, which can be published free, or $420 journal of rheumatology. But now I don't need to worry about money, and I can go to arthritis and research therapy, $1,870, when I get rejection from arthritis and rheumatism. So this is a really great option for me. And I think, as everybody knows, this UF Open Access Publishing Fund allow us to publish our research in the best possible journal without worrying about high publication cost of a better journal. And also, this will allow us to publish research not supported by current grant funding. And if we publish papers in good journal, that will help us to get grant funding in future. The best part is application is so simple. We don't need to fill out 20-page form. And approval is very quick, and paying publication fees are quick and simple. So I really liked and appreciate this process. Now I have a couple of suggestions. So suggestion number one, I think this open access publishing fund should support 100% of publication cost, as long as the corresponding author is a UF researcher. As you know, collaborative studies and multi-center studies have been encouraged, and many of our research papers include co-authors from many other institutions. And I don't know about other fields, but at least in biomedical field, a corresponding author is responsible for paying all publication fee. So even if you have 10 co-authors from other institutions, I have to pay. So for example, if I have 15 author paper and only 4 of 15 authors are from UF, this, based on current policy of prorated for UF researcher, I will receive only $400 out of 1,870 to publishing arthritis research and therapy. And I think since collaborative study, multi-center study is so popular, so common, I think this should support 100% of publication fee, as long as UF researcher is a corresponding author. My second suggestion, as you know, there are few highly respected open publishers. However, there are several open publishers that have very bad reputation. They are really spammers. And every day, probably many of you have same experience. Every day, we receive lots of email saying invitation to submit a manuscript or call for papers, regardless of my research area. And they publish very poor quality papers or even anything they receive. As many of you may know, there was a very famous experiment conducted by researchers from Cornell University a few years ago. So what they did was they created a fake manuscript, like computer-generated nonsense manuscript. So each sentence is grammatically correct, but the whole manuscript doesn't make any sense. And they submitted to one of the open publishers, and they accepted. And this scandal has been published in Nature and other media, and you know, I think at least some of the open publishers are for profit, and they will make, you know, they will accept anything, almost anything, and they charge $1,000 to author. So I think UF Open Publishing Fund should not support those for-profit, poor-quality, spammer open publishers. Okay, thank you very much.